Welcome to Ultimate Sports Parent Radio, where we help parents and coaches instill confidence and success in young athletes.
This is Lisa Cohn. I'm Ultimate Sports Parent Radio today. I'm here with Kurt Stahura, Associate Professor in the Department of Recreation and Sport Management at the William F. Hara College of Hotel Administration. He has a degree in sports sociology. Our topic, the importance of coaches and parents helping sports kids set goals and objectives. The idea is to get one message across to the sports kids.
Get our new program, The Ultimate Sports Parent, a 14-day plan for kids' success in sports, by visiting the product section of youthsportspsychology.com. You'll learn how much pressure is too much, what to do when kids underperform, how to react to kids' losses, how to deal with difficult coaches, little playing time, and more. Visit youthsportspsychology.com, and while you're there, pick up our free ebook.
Hi, Kurt, and hi, Patrick.
Hello.
Hi, Kurt.
Hi.
So let's talk a little bit about this idea. It's important for, are you saying that the coaches and parents have to work together then to help kids set goals and objectives?
Well, I think the overall premise is that the more the coaches, parents, and athletes themselves can align themselves with goals and objectives based on a variety of variables, like the age of the athletes, the level at which the athletes are performing. And what I mean by level is clearly there should be different goals and objectives for recreational baseball, softball, soccer, what have you, as opposed to elite AAA travel organizations. And I think that goals and objectives should be aligned accordingly. Mm-hmm. And I think the more that can be laid out up front, the more harmonious the entire experience can be for everyone. For instance, and I know I'm talking at length here, but if you have a 16 or 17-year-old elite travel baseball team, and I'm saying this on the day after Bryce Harper just signed the largest contract for a non-pitching draft choice, I think if the coaches and parents and athletes sit down suggesting that our goal is to win, mm-hmm. and not everyone is guaranteed playing time, we're going to mm-hmm. travel extensively so that there's the financial requirements are laid out before everyone. I think that becomes, being proactive like that is certainly better for everybody going into the process rather than having parents say, wait a minute, my child hasn't been playing all that much. If they were aware of that ahead of time, then I think you're alleviating a lot of potential issues and problems.
Interesting. Now, Patrick, what's your view here?
Well, from the sports psychology perspective, we talk about, I think, involving kids in the goal-setting process, involving the team leaders and the
sure.
kids so that they feel like they're taking more ownership of them. Even, you know, if we involve parents, Lisa, you know, we talk to parents that are really, you know, I don't want to say forcing, but they're setting the goals for the kids, rather the young kids, rather than letting the kids decide what the goals that they want to achieve.
Yeah, I agree with that, and the kids should be part of the process. But like in the rec league, for instance, I think if things are established ahead of time, for instance, everybody will play every position and everybody will play the same amount of time. When it comes down to perhaps a close game that may have, I don't know, playoff implications, if Johnny hasn't played yet, then Johnny's going to play regardless of the circumstances. And the parents don't really have and can't have an issue with the substitution. Things like that. I just think that if they're established ahead of time, it can make for a better experience for all involved.
But what about setting individual goals as well? Those are team goals that you're talking about.
Yes, yes. I think individual goals are important as well. I think that within the macro level overall team concept, there should be individual goals that are set for each individual player. And I also think that these things should be set with the athletes, the young athletes themselves. But if the parents are included, then everybody's pulling in the same direction. I guess I'm picturing negative conversations regarding the coach's philosophies or what have you around the dinner table, and that can be problematic and certainly can create problems if everybody has on some level agreed to the same format, if that makes sense, even within the individual context.
Well, do you think the coach and the athlete should set the goals and objectives and then share them with the parents? And Patrick,
yeah,
that's a question for you too.
I guess the only concern there is you hope that the child's relaying the same information to the parents that the coach relayed to the athlete. And with younger kids, sometimes if there's a 15 or 20 minute meeting, sometimes there can be a disconnect, and I think you can alleviate confusion that way.
Patrick, what's your view?
Yeah, I was just thinking of from more of an individual sports standpoint as well. I think sometimes there's a huge disconnect between maybe what a coach and an athlete is working on, say like a tennis player or a golfer, and mm-hmm. then what a parent is thinking about in terms of the goals for their kid. I think sometimes parents can weigh, you know, I don't like to use the term unrealistic, but they have very high, lofty goals for the child where the child and the coach might not be there at all. Or it could be the opposite case as well. So what would you do in those particular situations where there's a huge disconnect between what the parent sees the child being able, capable of reaching versus what the child and the coach are working towards?
Is this a question being posed to me?
Yes.
Okay. I would say that obviously the athlete has to, first and foremost, be the one that's committed to whatever goals, or they have to agree to whatever goals are set before them. But when I think of, we had a Twins pitcher the other day that was working toward a no-hitter, and he was pulled, as you know, but clearly the organizational goals and the individual pitching-specific, I don't want to say goals, but criteria were met for that particular outing. And as a result, there was no dissension between the pitcher and the organization or the coach because they were all on the same page there. Now, potentially, if not all people were on the same page, that could have been misunderstood or it could have been interpreted in a way that wouldn't have been productive for all parties. And I don't see where young athletes should be treated any differently in that context with respect to communication and keeping everybody on the same page. And the only reason I mentioned parents is because, as you know, increasingly the problems stem from parents oftentimes. And if you can get them on your side from the coach's perspective and include them in the process, then I think you can alleviate some potential problems. And that's kind of the philosophy that I've been kind of trying to share with people. And usually all will buy in, particularly if everybody has the best intent or the best goals in mind for the athletes over the long haul.
Well, let's get down to specifics. How would you suggest actually doing this, implementing it? We have ebooks, for example, which teach parents how to help their kids set goals and objectives. But you're saying it should start from the coaches. I mean, what if the coaches aren't doing that?
Yeah, well, obviously, coaches, there are some coaches that are wonderful tactical coaches, and they have the X's and O's knowledge to put forth to kids, but sometimes their communication skills haven't been nurtured. I think the one thing that coaches resist on some level, and I was an athlete growing up, and there was very little interaction between our parents and our coaches. However, today, given the financial investments that parents are making, the time required to travel all over the West Coast, and in our case out here, and as I suggested, the thousands of dollars and hundreds of hours that are being put forth in cars and on practice fields, I think it's important to try to get them to on your side as quickly as possible with the knowledge that you're doing what's best for their young athlete, because this is the biggest, you know, everyone's emotionally tied to their children, as they should be, but it's hard to look at these things objectively when you have such an emotional investment and financial investment.
To listen to the rest of this audio, visit kidssportspsychology.com.